The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Come on.
Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.
Welcome to Money Savage, a savage approach to personal finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, the strong and powerful Maddie Dykewald. Maddie, are you ready to do this?
I'm ready if you are, George. How are you doing?
I am doing great. Let's do this. Maddie is the co-founder and senior vice president with AgeWave. I'm excited to have you back on the show. Maddie, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Oh, big questions. Well, as you might remember, we started AgeWave back in 1986. So we've been around for a really long time. And when we started it, we literally, my husband Ken and I, started it at our kitchen table. And it blossomed into a real company relatively quickly. And in the beginning, our one message to mostly corporate America was, you know, 50 is no longer over the hill. There's this vital market that has money and wants to spend money and wants to enjoy life and stay healthy. And really, this was a market that was undiscovered, unexplored, and needed to be paid attention to. That was our message, and it resonated, and it helped corporations open up the 50-plus market in ways that it had never done before.
Yeah, I certainly appreciate that. So, well, we are having this conversation on April the 30th, and you are in the Bay Area, and I'm in Arizona, and we were talking about how it's been locked down for what seems like a long time now, a couple of months. As you've been going through this interesting period, what's been top of mind for you?
Yeah, it's the two pillars that hold up this time, and I think there's more than two, but the two pillars that are the focus of daily conversations, both on the media and with people through Zoom or through Skype or through whatever mechanism is available, happens to be about both health and money. Those seem to be two of the most important things. And then, of course, there's also the whole idea of social connection. And we're feeling it more and more during this period of time than ever before. And so we see people who don't even feel tech savvy beginning to get on Zoom or house party and doing all these calls with people that maybe they haven't even been in touch with for 20, 30 years. So it's actually been kind of a renaissance for social communications and connections.
Yeah, isn't that an interesting thing, right? People that who would probably describe themselves as not tech savvy or just maybe tech illiterate, all of a sudden, well, you know what? I bet I can figure this out. And they discovered that it's not as hard as they maybe thought. And all of a sudden, they're connected to people, to your point, that they hadn't talked to in forever. So
it's really interesting. And by the way, I think there's an opportunity to really foster intergenerational relationships, not just by getting on Zoom together, but maybe having a grandchild help a grandparent figure out, well, how do I make this whole thing work anyway? And that's something that I'd like to see more and more of, because some older people are just, they're afraid of the tech. And rather than being afraid of it, they need to embrace it. And if they can get somebody in their family who's younger to help them, it also creates a bond. And that bond is really something that I think is super important.
Yeah, well, I certainly couldn't agree with that more. I think one of the biggest indicators of happiness is our social connectedness. And, you know, obviously in a time when we're feeling very isolated, because we are, I think that that's an important thing. And you know, I think that I could probably find a young person to help me learn how to use TikTok and stuff like that. There's plenty of technology that me as a 41-year-old has no idea how to use. So
TikTok. I want to see dancing on TikTok.
Yes. Perfect. So, all right. So,
and by the way, when it comes to social isolation, it's really an interesting thing, because loneliness is not the same thing as being alone. Those are two different things. Being alone is kind of a nice thing sometimes, but being lonely is a whole other game. And that being lonely, they equate that, according to many studies, to the equivalent of smoking 2 packs of cigarettes a day. So it's got health risks connected to it.
Wow. They equate being lonely as smoking 2 packs a day. Okay.
Yeah, crazy, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's got to be so many folks out there right now who are, just because they don't have connections or family connections or community connections, that are feeling lonely. And I don't know if those people are listening to the podcast or not, but how would you, I mean, from both sides, from the person who is feeling lonely, but then for people who say, you know what, I have a neighbor, or I know of somebody who, I don't know if he or she has anybody that they're talking to, how would you approach that situation?
I would say that if you know somebody who's in that situation, to reach out to them and to be proactive about it, because they need the kind of support that they're not getting. And I think that it's up to all of us to create community. And one of the ways of doing that is to maybe reach out to people that aren't even in your network. Just as an example, we live next door to a woman who's in her late 80s, maybe, and her husband had passed away not so long ago, and probably about 6 months ago, a year ago. And I know that her family has embraced her completely, but if they hadn't, I should be over there every day bringing her meals.
Yeah. And, I think that we can all sit back and think, okay, I know that there's somebody in my life that I need to be doing a better job of reaching out to. And I also know that if I wait till 5 or 6 or 7 o'clock at night to do that, then maybe I won't be motivated to do it because I'll be tired. So do you think that there's a good practice on is it doing it at the same time every day, or is there something like that just to make sure that I'm actually doing it?
Yeah, George, that's a really good question. You know, I'm not a psychologist or a therapist, but what I would say is when we create patterns like what you're suggesting, like maybe saying, okay, every day I'm going to take a break from work or watching television or reading a book at the same exact time, let's say 10 a.m. in the morning, and I'm going to do something to be kind to somebody else, that would be a good thing. And if we all created that pattern, and I think they say it takes 90 days to create a new habit, that would change who we are as a world. And I think it would change us, I don't want to sound corny, but in a really positive way.
I think it 100% would. And the only way that we'll know is if we actually try. So I think that, yeah, creating that pattern, that habit, picking out a time, just taking a break from whatever you're doing, if it's work or a hobby, and then reaching out to somebody or a handful of people. Yeah, I think that would make a big difference for you and for the other people. So
absolutely. Yeah, and it would make you feel good. It's like a win-win. And one of the things that really I find disturbing is that if you turn on CNN or Fox or whatever happens to be your media of choice, there is very little conversation about how we can do this better, how we could be nicer to each other, kinder to each other, and, you know, more socially connected, which in fact would maybe make our whole situation that we're going through right now much, much better.
Oh, 100%. Yes. Maybe we should get on Twitter or something and start tweeting at Fox and MSNBC and CNN and say, hey, how about a little bit of kindness? That would probably go a long way.
I'll do it if you do it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. And that's something that I really have been working hard during this time to do exactly those two things, to be kinder and also to be more aspirational, because I'm having all these conversations about what to do for the next time this happens financially and to put yourself in a position. And I don't want to come off as finger waving or negative. So I appreciate what you're saying. And if we could just take that mindset throughout our actions and our interactions with other people, I think that would go a long way also.
Couldn't agree more. So important.
So in terms of resiliency and just being healthier and stronger, do you have thoughts on that?
Yeah, I do. I think one of the most amazing things is that, again, the media, they're not focused on that. Is there a cure? Is there a vaccine? I mean, that's the conversation that we see going on. Instead of how can we make ourselves be more resilient from a health and a finance standpoint, because they're so interconnected. And just as an example, we know it's a fact that your immunity can be built by taking certain steps. We know, for instance, eating a healthy diet makes you more resilient, which makes your immunity rise dramatically in terms of being able to withstand diseases like COVID-19. In addition to which, we know that exercise makes a huge difference, a huge impact. And you know, there's been a lot of conversation about how older adults are more vulnerable to COVID-19. And that's probably true. And part of the reason that that's true is that they're more likely to have a chronic degenerative disease at the same time that they're battling COVID-19, chronic degenerative disease like heart disease or diabetes or even just high blood pressure or cancer. These are things that chip away at your immune system, and we've got to strengthen them. So diet, exercise, those are fundamentals. But there's also supplements you can take that have been proven to really beef up your immune system. Things like zinc. I mean, it's a simple thing. C, vitamin C. It's been linked with building immunity and resiliency. So why not up your vitamin C, up your zinc? There are other things. Elderberry. They say that elderberry can help strengthen your immune system. So those are just three examples, but there are tons more. And I would say that financial resiliency can also be something that you need to really focus on in light of this COVID-19 epidemic, pandemic, more than ever.
Yeah. So much of this is not our fault. Obviously, the fact that COVID-19 is a thing is not our fault, and getting it is not our fault, and the economy stopping is not our fault. Having asthma, cancer, that's not my fault.
Absolutely not your fault.
But being overweight, having a terrible diet, smoking, excessive drinking or consumption or drugs, not exercising, those are. I always, you know,
I
feel like I'm going to get whacked, but yes, I think that those are well within your control. And those are the things that we need to be focused on during times like this.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's no pointing fingers or shaming, because you're right. I mean, there are certain things you just have no control over whatsoever. And, you know, even more important to build up your resiliency. I have a friend who's going through right now, going through treatment for cancer, and he is having a really interesting moment because he needs to build up his immune system and he's really focused on doing so. So he not only isolates himself and shelters in place, but he's certain to exercise every day. He's made his diet far healthier. He's stopped drinking. So he's done things to beef up his immunity while he's coping with this horrible disease.
Yeah, well, I certainly appreciate that. Could be time for hard choices. I think it is a time for all of us to be making decisions and choices about how it is that we're choosing to live our lives. And obviously, if you are somebody who is, you know, 60, 70, 80 years old, it's probably more important than for anybody to be healthy. But but if you're 20, 30 years old, I mean, and having a lifestyle, healthy lifestyle, will benefit you obviously throughout your entire life. So I don't know if that's any groundbreaking information that I just shared there, but
but it's an important message to remind people that during this time, you know, rather than comfort food, maybe it's healthy food.
Or maybe
mixing it up a little bit, just throwing in some healthy food when you're eating the comfort food.
I think that consistency is one of the big keys to success in any kind of an endeavor. So if you're consistent with your diet and your exercise, you don't need to be running marathons. You don't need to be eating perfect. It's just, if for the most part, 80% of the time, 75% of the time, you're eating correctly, there's room to eat what you want also. It's just a matter of a little bit of moderation here and there.
100% agree. Yeah. Especially right now. I mean, there's an immediate need to really keep our immunity levels high. And that is something that is somewhat within our control.
Yeah. Well, Maddie, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Well, I said this last time, I think, and I'm going to repeat it because I think it's really important, especially right now as we're coping with this pandemic, and that is just do something. And when I say just do something that's good for you and good for someone you love. Simple message.
Well, I think that is great stuff that definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
Yes, I think, you know, it's as true 3 months ago when we talked before all this happened as it is now. So I think that's excellent. Well, Maddie, thank you so much for coming back on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you?
Oh, you can learn by going to my website, which is really hard, but MaddieDeichwald.com, or the AgeWave website, age like getting older, wave like a wave in the ocean.com. All one word.
Perfect. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Maddie your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to MaddieDeichwald.com. It's MaddieDeichwald.com and agewave.com as well. I'll list all those in the notes of the show. Thank you again, Maddie.
Thank you, George. Have a great day.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.